Peter Rabbit Saves the Columbine, Thornton W. Burgess. The very last sentence in this story says, "Why, oh why, do people want to destroy such beautiful things? What do you suppose the beautiful things are?" Peter and Hummer visit the Columbine. Peter Rabbit had spent a happy night frisking about in the old pasture. Just as he was ready to start for his house in the briar patch, early in the morning, he heard a humming sound. Peter looked up, frightened. He was afraid it was his enemy, Redtail the Hawk. But no, it was only his friend, Hummer the Hummingbird, who now swooped down so close to Peter's head that the rabbit ducked. "What are you trying to do?" he cried angrily. "Just trying to show my happiness," answered Hummer. "Isn't spring a beautiful time of year? I always love to visit the old pasture when the columbine is in bloom." Peter pricked up his long ears. "Columbine? Columbine?" he said. "I suppose that is a flower. You never seem to be much interested in anything but flowers." Zoom! Zoom! Came Hummer close to one of Peter's long ears. "Of course the columbine is a flower," he cried. "It is one of the most beautiful of all spring flowers. Only a few moments ago I found the first one I have seen this year." "Of course I know the columbine," Peter cried. "It is so long since I saw it last spring that for a few minutes I could not remember it. But I remember it now, and I know just where it is." With a quick hop, Peter started up one of the paths that led to the other end of the old pasture. Lipperty-lipperty-lip he ran, while Hummer darted on ahead. In a few minutes Peter came to a long, low pile of rocks. He hopped up on one of the rocks and looked all about. There, close beside him, were several nodding blossoms. On the outside, these lovely flowers were scarlet, but inside they were yellow. Their slender stems had beautiful light green leaves. Hummer darted from flower to flower, sticking his long bill into each, and Peter knew that these blossoms were as sweet as they were beautiful. A little briar bush was growing right near where Peter had found the columbine. Here he could sit and be safe, and at the same time look at the nodding blossoms. From time to time he dozed off. Between little naps he watched the lovely columbine blossoms.